Hello, horror fiends, and welcome to Guess What You're Wrong, the podcast where we dive into all things horror and spoil the hell out of every movie we discuss. With me, Big D, as your host, be prepared for a terrifyingly good time. From classic slasher flicks to contemporary horror masterpieces, we're going to explore the genre from every angle that we can and leave no stone unturned. Horror, Prince, and Shine. New conversations, same podcast. So buckle up, Bonehead, because you're going for a ride.
Enjoy the show!
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all the movie reviews that I do here on Guess What You're Wrong, we're going to spoil the hell out of every single thing we talk about. So, you have been warned.
Someone there? I can hear you. Who is that? Who's in there?
Hello, madam. Dr. Gordon. I want to play a game.
The Jigsaw Killer.
Paul, find the path for the razor wire.
Technically speaking, he's not really a murderer. He never killed anyone.
Dr. Gordon, your aim in this game is to kill Adam. If you do not, then Diana will die.
He finds ways for his victims to kill themselves.
I'm sick of people who don't appreciate their blessings. I've given you a life purpose.
Looks like our friend Jigsaw likes to book himself front row seats to his own sick games.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Most people are so ungrateful to be alive. Not anymore.
You are a drug addict. Do you think that is why he picked you?
He helped me.
Don't believe Adam's lies.
Live or die. Make your choice.
Hello and welcome back to another stupendously nihilistic episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. And we are back after a little bit of a hiatus last month. Actually, this is actually a second episode coming back, because I did Nosferatu as well not too long ago. But anyway, this is the episode that we are actually kicking off the Saw franchise. And with us, we have Kelvin. What's going on, dude?
Hello, hello, hello. I would say I'm excited to be on this journey, but
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, it's going to be a long one. And I've honestly avoided all these movies my entire life. I've seen the first one before, that's not true. At this point now, I have seen the first three, because if you guys want to watch on Sasanari's channel, which he's also been on this podcast, me and him have been watching the movies along with this podcast.
Do you know what's his channel name? Do you know?
Sasanari.
Just Sasanari?
Sasanari.
That was something more than that. Nope. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'll put a...
Right now we have the first three out so far.
I will put a link in that show notes so that way anybody can check out. You guys do commentary style, though, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. He just uploads us, like, watching clips of the movie. Like, okay, so far, I've got to say, they're not as bad and not as gory as I thought they were going to be. They're not as gore porn yet, but it's still bad. Gets worse than one so far.
Yeah, I seem to remember them being a lot more graphic than they ended up turning out to be, because I think I've seen all of them except for the newest one, 10.
Really? I see, it's funny, the only ones I've seen prior to starting watching them, I'd seen the first one like through bits and pieces, and I'd seen the 10th one because I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, I think I saw them all as they came out, but that was it, you know. I never watched them multiple times, nothing like that. So this original one, I saw it came out, what, 2004? So I would have seen it in 2004, but I hadn't seen it since then.
October 29th, 2004, which is important, very important, because this whole series tagline is, if it's Halloween, it must be Saw. Because from 2004 until whenever 7 came out, they came out every year on October 20, not around Halloween.
Yeah.
Every year, 7 years straight. That's kind of crazy.
That is kind of nuts. Was it 7 years straight?
Yeah, man. These movies make, because this first one, it's, hold on, let me see. I know it's $1 million budget, I believe. And let me see.
That was something.
Yeah, it's $1 million budget, made $103 million worldwide. So made a pretty penny.
Yeah, a little bit.
For being, what I'm going to say is not a good movie.
Well, I mean, yeah, just on opening weekend, made $18 million.
Yeah,
US and Canada. So yeah,
it did good. It did good.
And you know, revisiting this after all this time,
it's not good, man. Not good.
I remember, you know, and I must have like blended 2, 3, 4, all the rest of them in, which is the reason why I thought it was like horror porn.
Yeah,
horror porn. But rewatching this first one here, it's pretty much anything but, you know, gore porn.
It's just because there's only one trap, really. It's just them in that bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good story. It's a solid story. I think, you know,
I guess
somebody think the solid storyline comes out in the future episodes, the future.
Yeah,
because 2, 3, and 4, because you actually find out that there's reasoning behind Jigsaw. It's not just,
I wouldn't say it's good. I'd say it's convoluted. I don't know if it's good. We'll see. Look, because my main issue with the whole series, just Jigsaw as a whole. I think he's one of those villains that you're just annoyed by, because his rules don't make sense. His whole thing is that he doesn't cause, he's not a murderer because he doesn't actually cause the death.
Yeah.
You know, but he does. Like,
it's like Batman's not really a murderer. I mean, have people died from the shit that he's done? Yeah, but he's not a murderer.
What do you mean? What is Batman? Okay. Are you talking, okay, yeah. You're talking about like Michael Keaton Batman, where like he would set people on fire with his car, but like that's different.
Yeah. So,
look, all I'm saying is I just don't think his logic makes sense, personally. We'll go through the movie and
I haven't watched these in some time now. So Saw 1 is fresh in my brain stem here. So
he wants to kill somebody. One of the reasons somebody's trapped, it's somebody, you know, who's in that giant cage of razor wire, and he had to escape.
That was a good scene. Reasoning behind it, but the whole scene, you know, how they do, that's a graphic, gory way to die, man.
Yeah, no, it's a bad way to die, but the way they film it is cheesy as hell.
2004, I mean. Yeah.
It's just, they have the shaky cam and then, like, the insane heavy rock metal music for no reason. It's not, I mean, I get it, it was at the sign of the times, but.
Yeah. 2004, Saw, directed by James Wan, written by Lee Whannell and James Wan, and I think we were watching this movie. I asked you, I was like, what's that guy's name that played the Flash?
Oh, Ezra Miller?
Yeah. I said, is that Ezra Miller?
Yeah, it looks like him. No, but that's actually the writer of the movie.
Yeah. I had no idea.
He starred in the short film that they made and pitched around to get the budget for this movie. And he starred in the movie.
Lee Whannell played Adam. I noticed that, like, whenever they were showing Adam's point of view on stuff, it was a shaky cam. It was kind of like jittery and, you know. But when they went to Dr. Lawrence Gordon's camera, you pointed
a lot more still.
It was steady.
I didn't notice that. I mean, it makes sense because he's more of the erratic character.
Paid by Carrie, is it Elles?
Ooh. Elways, I think is what Elways? It is.
Yeah.
Princess Bride.
Of course.
You know. That's the only thing. Yeah, that I know.
He's been a lot.
He's in Stranger Things as well. But
yeah, he played a mayor or something like that in Stranger Things, didn't he? Like season 3 or something?
Yep. It was cool.
Yeah, we also have Danny Glover,
Detective
David Trepp. Danny Glover, anytime I see him, I only remember him from Lethal Weapon. I'm sure he's done other stuff.
See, I've never seen Lethal Weapon. I've never seen any of them.
Oh. So
my touchstone is Predator 2.
You know what? I know this is a horror movie podcast. We may be covering Lethal Weapon.
Just so I get that. So I have to watch them.
I'm telling you. But so yeah, we had Danny Glover. Ken Luing, who is Detective Steven Singh, he looks very familiar, too. I've seen him in something.
I didn't recognize him at all.
Let's see, what else has he been? Well, most recently, he plays in The Last Airbender. Nice. Oh, yes, he's one of the X-Men guys in...
Oh, he's Porcupine Dude.
Yeah, that's where I know
him. One of the worst mutant powers ever.
He's in Lost and Sopranos. He was in that movie Old. Okay, yeah.
He wasn't old. He was the doctor who went to go swim out and he died. Did you see that movie?
Yes, I loved that movie. I thought it was great.
Okay. Okay, did you think it was great because it was actually a good movie, or think it was great because it was corny and insane?
I thought it was a good story.
I
like the idea that, you know, you go to this, we're not covering
we're not covering gold. I thought
I liked the movie. I thought it was good.
I liked it, but I was entertained for different reasons.
And then we move on to the fabulous Dina Meyer. Carrie played Carrie. Now she was in Starship.
The mom?
Troopers. Was that the mom? No, I don't think that was the mom. I think Allison Gordon was the mom. Dina Meyer, I don't know. She played in this movie.
She was the cop.
Yeah.
She was the detective with Danny Glover who was investigating the razor wire.
Yeah, quite a bit of stuff. Starship Troopers, Johnny Mnemonic, Star Trek Nemesis. I remember her most vividly from Starship Troopers as a topless woman. Yeah. Good movie.
I guess that.
You've never seen Starship Troopers?
Yeah, I know it's a good show. But
we used to.
Sorry about that.
My buddy Bert, when we lived in Florida, whenever we saw a palmetto bug or a cockroach run across the wall, we'd smash the hell out of it. But then we'd have to watch Starship Troopers because the whole movie is just them going and killing space bugs all day. So
I've seen a lot of clips from the movie. It looks funny. I've never seen it.
Loved.
It is a comedy, right?
No, it's like a sci-fi action.
It seems like a lot of the
Not
stuff.
Not too much comedy.
Comical.
There's a few other people here. We got Paul Gutrecht plays Mark. Mike Butters plays Paul. What a name, Mike Butters. Michael Emerson plays Zep Hindle. And I was Zep plays a big role later on.
Yeah. First time watching this movie, I thought that there's a scene when you see him peeking through a window after he like ties up the girls. And I thought I could have sworn it was Jigsaw. And
I thought so too.
And I remember you thought so too, but I had already seen the movie and I was like, okay. You thought the same thing I did.
I remembered that Jigsaw, played by Tobin Bell, of course, who I think
he's the reason this franchise has gone as
it has been a success.
Yeah.
His iconic, just the way he looks. I mean,
I think because I'm not going to say he's a particularly great actor, but the thing is, like, these movies understand what they are, so they cast within their level, their range.
Yeah.
Except Danny Glover. He's great. So, like, they shot up too high for that. But I imagine, it's $1 million budget. I imagine half the money went to Danny Glover.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
And the other half went to Cary Elwes.
Yeah. Big names there. But that's pretty much the cast. You know, there's other people here and there. But our main concern is Dr. Gordon and Adam. And of course, Jigsaw and Zep. This movie, I remembered it being so much more gory and graphic and bloody and guts and stuff.
Because it's such a slow start, too. Like, it's them waking up, which, by the way, this is, again, another thing that Jigsaw's, his whole thing is just bullshit. He wakes up in that bathtub, right? And I don't think his leg was tied to the drain. I think his foot just caught it and lifted it up and brought the key down.
Yeah.
Now, how was he supposed to know it was in there? That's not fair at all.
Well, oh well. That's life.
I guess so. Well, his life.
His life. Now, I remember that the guy laying on the floor, the dead body, I remember that was Jigsaw.
Yeah.
But
so you thought maybe it was some time-wimey stuff.
Yeah. I couldn't really remember the whole scene when, you know, he was Zep, we find out that it was Zep that was tying up the mother and the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember.
Which, by the way, both of them did a really good job.
Oh, yeah.
I felt really bad for both of them.
Yeah. Oh, that little girl. Oh, my God.
No, the whole time I was like, that's why later on, we'll get to it.
Yeah, we're in this bathroom. And I think one of the conversations we had when we were watching this was, what the hell kind of bathroom is this?
Yeah, like there's a shower, there's a bath in it. I think there was like maybe a few urinals in one toilet.
Yeah, there was a toilet. It looked like there were spots for at least another toilet or two. But
yeah, they were just gone.
We're gone.
Yeah.
And then like a big group shower.
Yeah, and like a wall with a gigantic, like giant mirror and like four or five sinks.
Yeah, this.
It looked industrial.
Definitely had to be some kind of industrial showering of multiple men together and shitting at the same time kind of deal.
Yes.
But, you know, and we have Dr. Gordon is he's chained in one corner, and this is a huge room. You know, it's not small enough where they can reach each other. You got Adam is chained on the other side.
Yes.
Now, Adam gets out of the tub, loses his key, and if he wouldn't have lost that key, he could have undone his shackles and been
probably both of them.
Yeah, probably both of them. But no, It was not meant to be.
Jigsaw is bullshit.
It was a test to see how much they were paying attention. Obviously, it wasn't paying that much attention.
How can you pay attention? He just woke up. By the way, how did he not die?
Yeah,
he was underwater.
He would have drowned.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a question, too.
Look, these movies, that like, it's a movie, but like, these movies, they're not the, it's $1 million budget. You know, you can't expect much.
Yeah.
That being said, Lin Manuel and James Wan have both gone on to do amazing things after.
Oh, yeah, after this.
Yeah.
I mean,
James Wan did the whole Conjuring universe. Lin Manuel did.
I love the Conjuring. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. I like the Conjuring.
I don't like all of their movies, but the
I like them all. I even like La Llorona.
I haven't seen that one. That's like, I think it's the only, that one and Annabelle 2. There's the only two I haven't seen.
Oh, I love them.
Actually, I haven't seen Annabelle 3 either.
I love them all. You know, and there's another series that for the future.
Yeah.
You know, but so these guys are trapped in this room.
And I think they start screaming at each other for a while, bullshitting, just dumb dialogue. And eventually, one of them finds the tape recorder, right?
Well, no, the tape recorder is in the dead body's hand.
Okay.
Evidently, the story is that this dead body in the middle of the room
killed himself, right? There's a gun right in his head.
Blew his brains out because he was poisoned. He has a tape recorder in one hand, you know, one of those little micro cassette recorders, and then the gun on the other side. So they reach back, Adam finds a tape.
Yes. He tries to get the recorder, like, using his shoes.
Well, Dr. Gordon finds a tape as well as a note, right? He finds more than just a tape in his pocket. There's something about, you know,
I thought his note was coming later when he has that box through the wall.
Oh, that's right, because it's got cigarettes in it and stuff.
Yeah. So I think it's just the tapes.
Yeah. So Adam, you know, takes his he's wearing a flannel or some shit like that, some hipster stuff.
I think it's,
that's the word I was looking for a couple months ago when I was asking you.
Sir, really?
Hipster. That's the word.
That's what it was?
It just popped into my head.
Yeah, but your description didn't match what it was.
Bearded douchebags wearing flannel.
Yeah, but. You didn't describe this. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But anyway, this guy takes off his flannel or his overshirt, whatever he has, trying to get this recorder because he got to hear what the tapes say. He gets it, listens to the tape. Do you remember what his tape said?
Adams is basically just like, Adam, you spy on people's lives, blah, blah, blah. And now you have to try to survive this ordeal. And that was basically, like, you have to survive this, is basically what it was.
Yeah, and then, you know, Dr. Gordon is like, well, throw me the recorder. And
and
he's like, no, you throw me the tape. I don't want to risk breaking this thing.
He's like, actually, you're right. That's pretty smart.
That's a good idea. But then we get to hear the tape that they had for Dr. Gordon, which
his is
a little bit more.
Yeah.
Of what is actually, to happen.
Which shows that this game is for him.
Yeah.
At least from what we know so far, this game is for him. And basically what the tape is saying is that I think by six, by the way, there's a brand new clock on the wall.
Brand new wall clock.
Brand new clock on the wall.
Which is, it stands out because it's the thing that's brand new. So lets you know that they want these guys to know what time it is.
Yep. And, at the tape, it says that if Gordon doesn't kill Adam by 6 o'clock today, that his wife and daughter are going
to be
killed.
Yeah. What a nice recording to hear, right?
And then he starts going a little crazy. Not crazy. He starts yelling. He starts getting a little angry, which I get.
Yeah, of course. You know, and, you know, we start. There's some back and forth between the guys.
Yes.
You know, during this scene here.
And
doesn't he say something in the recording too, like X marks the spot?
It's not. He mentioned something about an XP. Also mentioned something about a heart, because on the toilet is a heart.
Oh, that's right.
And it's what causes them to look in the toilet.
I remember the scene here. God, these
Adam. No. It's retard. I mean, that being said, Gordon should have given a little advice. Should have told him to look up there first. But I would have immediately, because it's on. So you know how there's a toilet or the toilet the bowl, tank. And then the tank where all the water is held.
Yeah.
So it's painted on the tank.
Yeah, the bowl is filled with shit and piss and, I mean, disgusting.
It is gross. And instead of looking in the tank first, he decides, you know what, and also not like using a shirt or anything, just full with hands, just goes in that gross toilet. And honestly, there's that one, there's later on when he cuts off, like any of the violent scenes, that was the worst thing of the whole movie.
That was part. Disgusting. That was just nasty. I mean,
it was gross.
Tetanus in a damn bowl there. He digs, he's rooting around inside this. I would have checked the damn tank first.
Yeah, but then Gordon has that smart idea to do that.
And of course, in the tank, there's a couple of saws.
Yep.
Well, hacksaws. And Adam finds something else in there that he kind of throws to the side.
Yeah, hides away.
Yeah, and this, he throws one of the saws to the doc, good old Doc.
Well, first he tries to saw his.
Oh, yeah. One of the
and
chain.
He breaks it.
Because he also knows that the doctor's supposed to kill him by 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so now he's worried.
He's like, maybe I don't want to give this guy, get him loose.
Yeah, exactly. But, if he got away, he would try to get out first, obviously.
Maybe. Save your kids. I don't know.
And then Gordon tries a little bit on his chain. And that's when he has the realization. This is when he has the big realization. Because he's like, okay.
These are not meant for the chains.
We're supposed to saw off our foot. And that's when he's like, I think I know who this. And he's like, do you know this person? He's like, I don't know them, but I know of them.
Well, and he's not, I guess he's kind of right, but he's not. No, he's right to an extent because he.
No, yeah, he only knows of him.
He tells the story about this guy that he was treating in Zep.
No, he's.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that doesn't come until later.
When he tells the story about him in the doctors, because the doctors come in and talk to him, or the police.
Yes. Well, okay. So, yes, he is.
We have some discussing, kind of flashback looking things here.
Yeah, he is discussing John Kramer's treatment, but we're not supposed to know this John at that time.
Yeah.
So in the scene, it's just him doing some doctor crap, and then detectives come in wanting to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, at that scene, isn't that the scene where Zeb pops his head in and says his name is John?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he is. Yeah, and that's the first time we see him. Yeah, you're right.
And so the doctors start asking Dr. Gordon, the police.
Yeah. They his alibi clears, but they still want him to view the only survivor so far of Jigsaw's traps.
Yeah.
Amanda Young is her name.
Yeah, Shawnee Smith. Now, it wasn't the reason why she got the part here. Didn't What's His Nuts wanted her in it because he had a crush on her?
Ain't no way. Is that a trivia fact?
I read that somewhere.
That's hilarious if that's true. Especially, no spoilers, but with the book goes on in the series, that's kind of very funny.
But so, yeah, we go to these police officers that are investigating these.
Detectives.
Yeah, detectives, police officers. They're all the teeth of the state. But they're investigating these murders.
Not that there aren't good people in them. I'm just saying the whole. Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
Look, I'm just putting that out there. Okay. Because I have friends that are cops yet, but are becoming cops.
Okay. And I got family too. Doesn't make me. But actually, I like my brother-in-law. He's pretty cool. He's a good guy.
Yeah. I have a friend, Jackson. He's a cool guy, man.
And they're still young. But anyway,
yeah, he's young. He's younger than me.
Anyway, these detectives are investigating these Jigsaw murders. Do they call them? They call them Jigsaw murders right off the bat.
Yep.
Because aren't they taking puzzle pieces out of their skin or something like that?
Yeah, that's his trademark. It's funny because I've seen some further movies and that's not a thing later on.
Oh, it's not.
It's just the first movie and probably the second movie, but just the first movie.
Oh, wow. Nice.
From what I've seen.
Nice. But so. And we already talked about that scene where the guy was, there was razor wire everywhere and he had to get himself out. And this is, I always thought that there was more of a, more of a morality thing that Jigsaw was doing to these people.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, man. He spouts that it is, but it is.
You can see that with Dr. Gordon and, his philandering and this kind of stuff. And then Adam, you can see that a little bit.
Yes, but, I know.
But this guy that was wrapped around this razor wire stuff, was he fat guy?
No. You know what his sin was?
What was his sin?
He tried to kill himself and it failed. And then he was like, because of that, now you get to actually die. I'm like, are you serious, man? He was depressed. He tried to take himself away and you're going to kill him now? That's so dumb.
Yeah. So, I mean, that whole morality killing thing, I don't know. This is not Dexter, I guess. But,
yeah, man. And it's so funny because I know so many, I bet you so many teenagers who are watching this, these movies at the time are like, oh, man, morality. He's not actually killing people. It's so deep. But it isn't at all. Yeah, anyway.
It's not deep.
Yeah, no.
Trust me. It's, and, I had fonder memories than rewatching. I'm kind of like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, Detective Glover, not Detective Glover, Danny Glover, Detective Tapp always thinks that it's the Dr. Gordon.
Yeah,
that he's the killer.
But his alibi clears right here in the scene where they're interrogating him.
Well, even after his alibi clears and, you know, Danny Glover and was it Detective Singh, how do they get some, they're watching the videos.
Well,
hold
on, we're missing a crucial part. During the interrogation, that's when we see Amanda's trap, the most iconic trap in the series.
Yeah, the headpiece.
The bear trap.
Yeah.
Is what it's called.
And she gets out.
Yeah, by stabbing another man's stomach and getting a key from it. Right?
I guess you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
How do you explain that to the cops? Like, look, I had to kill him or I was gonna die. Like, is that just, can you do that?
Well, I mean, circumstances, I mean...
I don't know.
Damn, I mean, I don't know.
Because they were defenseless. Like, the guy was just on the ground. He just killed him.
And, well, to be fair, it's also, you know, Shawnee Smith. Come on.
What? Hold on. What does that insinuate?
That she tore open some guy, but it's okay. I mean, it's Shawnee Smith.
That you're saying that like you think she's pretty.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Okay. All right. Well.
She's just Shawnee Smith. Come on.
Disagree on this one. Let's just disagree on this.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the logistics behind that. I mean, you had to cut somebody open to get a key out so that way you can save your own life. But the other guy wasn't, that she had to rip open, wasn't he like comatose or wasn't he already dying or something like that?
He was knocked out, but he was getting up when she was about to do it. His eyes opened.
Oh, yeah.
So,
what do you got?
He wasn't dead.
Gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, I guess.
I guess so.
But she made it out. She survived. And what was that iconic line? Is it? Congratulations, you're still alive, that John says to Amanda. Most people are so ungrateful to be alive, but not you, not anymore. Not
anymore. Yeah.
And that's what she comes out and says, that he saved me.
Yeah.
You know?
Because she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. She's like a drug addict and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, she's a heroin addict, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess Jigsaw saved her life. I mean...
No, he didn't.
I mean, she's not going to do drugs anymore, I'm sure. She'll probably cherish her life that she has left from now on.
We'll see. We'll see.
No spoilers.
Yeah, no, yet. I'm not. We'll see.
I don't remember anything from part two or three.
I honestly, there's not a whole lot to remember.
So, you know, wasn't there, there's another scene here where the detective are investigating another murder, right?
What? Is this when they find the, is this when the other detective dies because they find the one guy in that one trap?
Yeah, well, I think it was Amanda's tape or something like that, right? They start going through and they're, back it up. We watch that. Back it up.
Yeah. And they find
a clue.
They find some address.
Something that leads them to a warehouse.
Yes, some guy's warehouse. Yes. Yeah.
And when they get there, they find the dummy. What's that dummy's? I know that dummy's got a name.
Billy. Yeah.
What a name, Billy.
They find the dummy, and they also find something underneath the sheet.
Yeah, and they take it off, and it's another contraption. Somebody strapped up to this thing with drills in his head or coming.
So it's basically, he's like strapped to like a gurney. He's like standing up, and on the sides, like I'm going to say about like a, maybe 2 feet away from his neck are like drill bits, and they're turned on going towards his neck slowly. But it's not on yet.
And also, this is the time here, though, that they hear noise. Somebody's back in the warehouse.
Somebody's coming in.
They got Jigsaw.
And Danny Glover, instead of trying to get this guy out at this moment or going immediately for the shot, his idea is to let's go hide and catch him in the act, right? Is that what his plan is?
I'm thinking...
Danny, man. How do you go from Predator 2 being the guy who fucking... beat the Predator's ass.
He's a cop. I mean, I understand that
he's a cop then too.
What I would have done, Danny Glover's, I might have stepped back and hid. But then, as soon as I saw the guy pull up, I probably would have just started shooting him. You know, not arrest the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. No, I would have. This guy's a serial murderer. I'm sorry. You're gone. You don't get to keep going.
This is the point too that.
Not when you literally have another person trapped in front of me right now.
Yeah. Well, you don't know who this guy is. You just know you got to kill this murderer.
See,
that's why I would have just killed him.
That's the thing, too, man.
Not try. You know, he's a cop. He wants to arrest the guy. You know, and this whole thing with, I don't know.
Jigsaw just needs to go for better victims. Because guess what? If he was doing this, the serial rapists and murderers and shit like that, nobody would care. Not a single cop would care, I don't think. They would for justice purpose, but like, you know what I mean? But instead, they're just getting like innocent, you know, people that just do like, I mean, I get it. They're bad stuff. Like cheating's bad. It is a bad thing. You shouldn't do it. But I don't think it's worth getting murdered for.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think he.
He's a screw loose for sure.
He kind of stretched on that.
It might be the terminal brain cancer. That might be affecting his head.
Something. I mean, yeah, I agree. I don't think Dr. Gordon deserved to be in this type of position here.
Neither did his wife and child. No,
not at all. But that's, we find out during the scene here, because Jigsaw shows up on the scene. Mm-hmm. Detective Tapp, Danny Glover, tries to arrest him. Now,
stupid.
He's got his gun on him, you know, and he's sitting there. But then his machine turns on.
It activates the trap.
And, you know, Detective Singh, he's got, oh, shit, I got to save this guy.
I'm going to be honest. This is my personal favorite scene in the movie. Because I feel so bad for, because he's really trying the whole, wants to save this dude.
Just start shooting a damn drill.
He's yelling at Danny Glover, like, come on, like, to come and help him. Because he's like, screw that guy, man. This guy's about to die.
But then, you know, they stop the machine.
I think Singh might be the best actor in this movie.
It distracts Detective Tapp a little bit. Takes his eye off of Jigsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Jigsaw slices his throat.
Now, look, this moment in the movie.
Now, we also learned this was like in the past. This wasn't happening now. This was in the past because in the
future. Because this is the whole flashback. This is the whole flashback scene.
Yeah.
This is him explaining everything that he knows on his side. And then we're getting the extra stuff with Detective Tapp.
Yeah, and Detective Tapp, even after all this happens, you know, Detective Singh dies.
So here's the
there's a whole scene here with Detective.
I don't get it. Danny Glover gets sliced in the throat and he's still walking and stumbling towards Singh and Jigsaw. I don't understand. He lives.
Yeah, he eventually lives. You know, they sew his neck up, they save his life. But
sadly does not make
takes after and this trap that he walks into,
Jigsaw just runs ahead and Singh shoots him, but I guess he has a bulletproof vest or something on because the bullets don't hit him or something. Yeah. And he's walking towards him, and he does not realize that there's a tripwire underneath him, and a row of shotguns above his head.
Yeah.
And they just
blast the Oh, man.
Yeah, man. You don't really see much, but yeah, you just imagine. Like,
that poor guy.
Sometimes your imagination is enough, because it's like, man, yeah, they just obliterated him.
Yeah, that was bad.
It'd be a bad way to go. Be quick, probably, but.
Very bad way to go. The Detective Singh dies, and we find out Danny Glover. He survives, but he kind of goes a little bit crazy.
Yeah, he's like...
He's committed his whole life now. I mean, his whole life is committed to proving that Dr. Gordon is the killer. I mean, even after all this, he still thinks that it's Dr. Gordon.
Yeah. And then after we see him in his little... By the way, I guess it must be the pension. Because I don't know how he's affording this apartment. And also doing stuff that we find out he does later on in this movie. I'm not... But... Then the next scene, I believe, is when the first time we see the daughter and the wife tied up in the apartment. And did we skip the scene where they get kidnapped? Or is it just not in the same like time, the same place in the movie?
I don't remember.
But it's not like a big scene. You basically just, it kind of is because the daughter initially, talks about that there's a man in her closet. And
oh yeah,
let's go. Hello and welcome to my.
I didn't mean to play that.
What? Oh, did you start playing his videos?
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. Anyway,
but
sorry.
Yeah, she says that there's a man in her closet, and so the wife goes and gets the husband. I mean, he's working on some for work, but he leaves and goes to help comfort his daughter. And she's worried about them leaving each other because I guess she realizes that something's going on because he is cheating. Then he leaves. He goes to go to work. And that's when there is a man in the closet. And it is Zeb. We find that out later, but might as well just say it's Zeb.
At first, because Danny Glover's got, he's in an apartment across the street. And he's watching Gordon's house.
Yes, he is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's got cameras, everything like that. And there's that one point here where Jigsaw, who we think is Jigsaw,
yes,
yeah, looks out the window. And I could have swore that it was Tobin Bell.
Yeah, so did I. Because, well, to be honest, though, you look at both Zeb and Toby, like Tobin Bell's face, they kind of look similar. They have weird faces.
Yeah, but then we do find out that that was, in fact, Zep was looking out that window.
And he has both Allison, Diana captured in the apartment.
Yep.
Tied up to the bed.
Tied up. This scene here, I hated that.
No, yeah, no. I mean, like, the daughter, like I said, the daughter and the wife are probably like some of the best actors in the movie because, like, I feel so bad for her.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I feel so bad for both of them. I feel bad for the mom having to deal with all this. But honestly, later on, I don't feel bad for the mom. She's an idiot.
Oh, man.
She's an idiot. But we'll get to that later. But,
and this one of the things about this movie is that it's not... The movie's about the guys that are trapped in the bathroom, but it's not all focused on... It's not just a movie of, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it was, of just a bathroom scene.
Yeah.
You know, we do have some story, some build up and some explanation and stuff. Whether it's good or not, you know, a story that ties in everything in.
Yeah.
It's there.
Speaking of the bathroom, I think we talked about this during the movie, but I mentioned that, like, was this movie the start of escape rooms? Because I feel like escape rooms, like, were like
a thing
that happened around the mid-2000s, but like, this is 2004, and this is the first thing I remember being like, you're in a bathroom and you have to figure out. You have to figure out clues to escape. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, I think.
I feel like this was like a big part of it.
I believe it was. That makes a lot of sense, actually. The Saw franchise, because you're...
Yeah, the whole thing is you're trapped.
You're trying to get out.
You got to get out, yeah. The whole thing. Yeah,
escape rooms. Gotta love them.
I've never been to one. I honestly want to. It seems fun. Me and Sasanari, we've also on his channel, we played this series before. It's a video game where you're doing escape rooms. It's pretty fun, the game. So I imagine the actual thing's way better.
I did my old job I worked at.
Yep.
We were all always, it was a couple of us that got along, but everybody else, we were always fighting.
I think I met a few of them at the couple parties.
Yeah, right? Probably. Yeah. But I know that the owner's big idea was, hey, we're going to throw these guys in an escape room and they got to work together. Mm-hmm. And
was it fun though?
Yeah. I mean, we won.
Oh, nice.
It wasn't because of the idiots that were in there. It was because of, you know,
people that
two of us. And it didn't build any camaraderie between us out. Because I remember telling them, you guys are fucking retards. You know, so but it was what it was, you know. But we got out. We won.
You know, for my birthday this year, that's what I want to do. This escape.
Well, we can go to that. They usually have Halloween ones.
That like, sounds fun. It's going to be near November, so.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. If we can find something.
Maybe we'll find a saw. No,
one.
I'm good. I don't need that.
Well, you're like in a trap.
And they literally are like, yeah, you got a saw if you're like, there's no joke.
Well, we don't want to go that far.
I'm just saying, they have to sign a waiver. You don't see the little text.
Next thing you know, you're the star of Saw 12.
You know what? I'll take the money.
Yeah, we'll see.
you won't want to star in one of these movies? I think it'd be fun.
No. I know that there was a TikToker that I watched. She goes by Jiggy Saw Girl, and I think she started off just covering these movies on TikTok and stuff. And then I think in the most recent Saw 10, she was in it. She played like some barista bringing out coffee to Tobin Bell or something like that.
Cool. That's cool, though.
So, yeah, I'm like, man, that's kind of cool. So there you go, Jiggy Saw Girl. That's your shout out. I told you I was going to do it.
Did you actually religious?
Yeah, I told her I was going to do that. So
that's hilarious.
There she is. Now, the movie...
The next bit is when they find the cigarette box.
Yeah. Well, he says something. It was like X marks a spot or something
It was also something about like
in the
like
dark.
Closing your eyes. You have to close your eyes.
See.
Yes. Yes.
So Adam has this bright idea. Turn off the lights. And yeah, they turn off the lights and there's an X on the wall over by Dr. Gordon. He busts.
Okay. But by the way, it just hit my brain. They didn't know the X marks the spot. Only Adam did. Because of the note.
The note that came out with the saws, right?
Mm-hmm. It's in that bag in the tub.
But there was something else that was learned earlier as well that I forgot. When Dr. Gordon throws his wallet over to Adam to look at his family, he pulls out supposed to be the picture of his wife and his daughter.
That doesn't happen yet. That happens in the big reveal. Because I think that's when he reveals the other photo.
I thought that happened right here coming up.
It's about to happen once all the cigarette stuff happens.
Okay, yeah, the cigarette stuff. Well, the cigarette stuff is like the end.
Well, no, like when he gets the box. So, yeah.
Okay. So he busts out the wall, gets this box. There's a couple cigarettes in there, a bullet,
and a lighter.
Yeah.
And a cell phone as well.
Can only receive incoming calls. It cannot make outgoing calls. That is how Adam starts remembering, right? No.
Yeah, no, they both start remembering.
No, the doctor remembers, something like this happened before.
Yes, and he remembers his abduction in the parking garage.
Yeah.
And that's when Adam starts talking about his stuff, too, where he's like, he was in the bedroom.
Well, Adam.
Or no, he was in his house.
Adam really starts remembering a lot when they electrocute him, right? Because he's playing dead. Well, this comes out. But
I think that's during this because he electrocutes him because of the cigarette.
Yeah, he thinks, he's playing dead.
So I think that must
have great
that
acting.
Must have been during all of this then.
Yeah, that's all
of
this scene here.
Yeah.
Dr. Gordon has this idea because the note says the cigarettes are just normal cigarettes. They're not going to kill you because, you know, they're just cigarettes. But you can use a cigarette to kill them. And this is when Dr. Gordon remembers, hey, well, this guy on the ground here, he blew his head off because he was poisoned. Let's dip this cigarette in poison and we're going to fool whoever it is behind the camera. And he turns the lights off and you hear some whispering. Actually, it was before this part here that Adam had taken a piece of the glass that had fallen because he threw something earlier that broke some of the glass that was on the wall. And he takes a piece of that glass and he realizes that it's a two-way mirror.
Yes.
And he breaks the rest of it out and he sees that somebody's actually watching them.
They're being watched by somebody, yes.
So this is when Dr. Gordon has the idea, hey, they know they can turn the lights off. Turns the lights off. You hear some whispering. Now, the camera that's recording them, just watching them, I'm guessing it doesn't play audio. It's just visual thing.
Yes.
I'm guessing. So he's like, hey, play along, blah, 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 whatever. Okay. And he made a big deal out of dipping that cigarette butt in blood.
Yes.
So when the lights come back on, he throws a cigarette over to Adam in the lighter. He starts smoking up. And I got to tell you, the best acting of the whole movie was when Adam gets poisoned.
Deserves a Razzie Award for sure. Because,
deserves
man,
some kind of award, I tell you that.
It's like cartoonly like poison. He's just like, yeah. And like he's like holding his neck. It's just, it's bad.
It's pretty terrible.
Because like you'd also have to assume too, the poison isn't going to act that fast.
Yeah. Slow it down.
Yeah, man.
This tastes weird. I feel a little bit lightheaded. What,
exactly.
You get a cigarette.
Yeah.
You dick.
He clearly wasn't a theater major.
Yeah. So he plays
photographer.
Plays dead, and whoever is behind the camera is like, yeah, well, I got a little surprise for you. I knew this was going to happen. He shocks them, I guess, you know, because they're still chained to this thing, shocks them. Well, finds out that he's not really dead. Wow. And just the logistics behind that, because they're chained, it goes to like a sewer pipe.
Dude, don't think about it. You're going down a path that's, there's no.
I want to know, how are you feeding electricity into these chains when they're chained to a sewer pipe? Yeah, anyway, yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I've
a lot of electricity, too.
I've asked these questions before, and Sasanari has said that, because he's seen all these movies, he says that there are answers later on, so.
Okay.
So maybe we'll get them, Maybe we'll get answers for that. I don't know if it's going to be that specifically, but who knows? We'll see.
Woo! Oh, strong stuff. Okay. So, where are we at in this movie? I even forgot what the hell.
I think after the
electrocution,
shock.
Yeah, he starts remembering. We start getting some flashbacks of him being in his dark room. He's developing pictures and stuff of Dr. Gordon. And wasn't it? It was before this that Dr. Gordon gets a phone call on the phone, right? Oh, no, it's after this.
I think it's after this, yeah.
Yeah, because he's played dead. He gets electrocuted. He gets a phone call. His wife tells him, don't believe anything Adam says. Adam knows you. And then this is when we start getting that scenes of, Adam.
Taking photos of Gordon and going home to develop him. And he passes out in his red room in his crappy.
It's called a dark room.
Whatever. Okay. Look, you understand why I say red room, right? It is red.
It's dark.
Okay. It is both dark and red.
Do you want to go through the whole thing again and tell you about what the great darkness is or the big darkness, whatever it was?
No, please.
What was that? What was
the
called the great nothing?
Yeah, the great nothing. Yeah, no. I think about that occasionally, like, and I get mad a little bit, like, because I'm like, it's so stupid. A dumb movie.
Oh my gosh.
Stupid white horse. Anyway.
And
I'm sorry, that white horse death is sad. It's the dragon that I think is dumb.
The
Core.
Yeah, Falcor.
He just looks stupid. I'm sorry.
Like a dog with dragon, dude. It's awesome. It's best dumb. Of both worlds. Falcor. Anyway.
Adam's passed out. He gets up and it's complete, like the dark room is no longer lit with the red light. It's completely dark, as the name suggests.
So the power's out. He gets...
His flashlight don't work.
Of course.
And so this is one of my favorite, like, it's actually a pretty cool, like, setting. He uses his camera with the flash. Yeah. And so he can't see, like, perfectly. It's like every now and then. It's pretty... adds tension.
I've done this before, and it does not... I understand this is movie magic. It doesn't work that well. Because you're in a dark spot, and that big bright light flashes, you're blind.
Well, no, that's... I think that's the point. Because he... If you notice, he's kind of glinting the whole... Like, he's not supposed to see that well. Like, yeah, he's kind of an idiot.
So what's the point?
He's an idiot, dude.
That's true, because he gets abducted.
Yeah, because his dumb... Like, he hears a noise in the closet, and instead of, like, backing... He has a bat in his hand. And instead of backing up and swinging in, you know what he does? He opens the door and goes straight in, not with, like, swinging anything. Like,
yeah, and who's in there?
Pighead. Pig Mask.
Pighead.
Pighead. I don't think that thing has a name. But
yeah, I call him Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy comes storming out and knocks him out with some knockout juice on or something. Chloroform.
Yeah, takes him. This is telling because we now find out that Adam has been following Dr. Gordon.
And that's also when we get Dr. Gordon's little kidnap scene just in the parking garage.
Yeah.
And it's not that important, but I just think it's so funny because he's in the back of the whole time. The pig mask has been, I think in the trunk or in the back of his car, right?
Yep.
And we see it crawl out and it looks so stupid.
Yeah.
It's crawling on fours on the ground.
We also get the idea that, somebody hired Adam to follow Dr. Gordon, right?
Yeah.
At this point here, we don't know who it was.
Yes, because he's a PI, somebody hired him.
So you're thinking, the first thought you're going to have is the wife. The wife's got to know something's up. But then, with the situation that Adam finds himself in and that...
Oh, yeah, I don't think we talked about that either. But the reveal that he's cheating is just, like, on the phone whenever...
Yeah, I don't know that he actually ever did cheat.
Well, no, I think he did.
Do you think so?
I think the insinuation is that, like, he is stopping it now.
See, I took it as that he had set it up like he was going to, but he went there and was like, no, I'm not doing that.
You also think she's the only one, like he's worked at the hospital for years. You think she's the only medical student?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think
people in power, dude, people in power,
money. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, Epstein didn't kill himself. I'm just telling you.
He definitely didn't. I know that for a fact.
And so we also... Diana and Allison Gordon, the kid and the mom, are being terrorized.
Yeah. And I think that's when we start seeing that the mom is getting a little loose, just a little bit, like in the ropes, but that doesn't matter till later. But
she's working at it. She's doing what a mom's supposed to do, trying to comfort her daughter, still trying to protect her as much as she can in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It sucks, man, too, because it's so funny because, like, I don't know. Watching stuff like this always makes me think, like, what if I was in this situation with one of my younger siblings? And I always think, like, I don't know. Like, I always hope that I'd be able to, like, do some Herculean shit and get out of there and defend them, you'd hope, but...
This is a situation that I would not ever want anybody to be in.
Yeah, no. Mm.
But I do tell you that in a little bit here, Monica Potter, who plays Allison Gordon, proves to be a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, but we're almost there. We're almost there.
So I'm lost.
I think at this point, after the reveal of the cheating, he's sad about it. He's laying down. He's worried about his wife dying. And that's when the time limit hits, I believe. It's like 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. 6 o'clock comes and goes. And
Zep still has, or Zep seeing that, Gordon still doesn't kill, still hasn't killed him.
Yeah, he gets this, Zep, the one watching the video.
Yes.
So he finds out that 6 o'clock comes, goes.
Well, the timer hit. Like, it's a notifying thing.
Adam's not dead. So he's like, oh, well, I got to fucking do what I got to do.
Yeah, got to do my job. Yeah. And it's not my job. He's satisfied. The whole time, like, he's snickering about it. He's, like, touching the daughter and, like, wife. Yeah,
and this is weird because later on we find out something about
Zep.
Yeah, about Zep that doesn't really play in to how he's acting in this scene.
Well, no, it does. It does. I think it's, like, he was this way anyway, but this was just to make, like, that's the thing, too. This test wasn't going to work either way because this dude clearly is just a bad guy.
Yeah, he is. I mean, clearly, I mean, he gets getting too much excitement out of
doing this. Yeah, like he's excited to be doing like that. Like, okay, like just we find out later. Like, just say he was told like this was his trap to do all of this, or otherwise Jigsaw was going to kill him. Basically, right?
Yep.
And but like his job was to kill this wife and daughter if this guy didn't succeed. But he was too happy to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was. He was very excited about it. I mean, he like. This was a job that he loved.
Yeah.
You know, he goes in there to take care of business.
And that's when Allison finally gets out of her shackles.
She's free. She's free.
And she gets his gun and has him on the ground right by the bed.
All right. So, Kelvin, let me ask you this. Yeah, you're in that situation.
Unload the entire clip.
Magazine.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. It's video games. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, definitely. You don't sit around and wait. You don't.
No, as soon as I have the gun in my hands and the guy who has had us trap me and my daughter for 12, who knows how long. Yeah.
Yeah. It's he's gone. It's time to die.
He's gone.
But
no, that's not what,
as we said earlier,
that's what our sweet little Allison here does.
Allison proves that she is an idiot.
Dumb.
More wrestling goes on.
She sits there holding him at gunpoint and like being like threatening him, but like not doing. I'm like, you dummy. Dummy.
That whole magazine should have been emptied. And I would have emptied that magazine and looking for another one.
But in the struggle, because he's able to overpower her,
off.
Because of that, Tap's like, oh shit.
Yeah,
going off at Gordon's house.
Yeah, Detective Tap is like, something's up.
Yeah, he runs over there.
Of course, you know, he thinks that Dr. Gordon finally lost it. And he's going over there to see what's going on. This motherfucker, too. I'm telling you, man. He comes into the scene here. He's supposed to be a cop. There's a time to discharge your weapon.
It's also, it feels like he has no experience. He's a detective, but it feels like he has no experience in this field because he has a perfect line of sight.
Oh, and
he doesn't pull the gun out so he gets close. I'm like, what are you doing? Do you not know how a gun works?
this whole scene here was filled with a bunch of clusterfucks.
That's the thing, man. This whole, makes me think this movie's bad because it's writing for plotting reasons and not writing for character reasons. Because, I'm sorry. Logically, I don't care. Even out of fear, that mom would have shot that guy.
Oh, absolutely.
And she didn't at all. It doesn't make sense. It don't make sense.
Absolutely. I mean, you're trying to protect your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, adrenaline would just pump through you. You would, as soon as you grab it, it would just be instinct to protect, like you would do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He misses his shots. He's able to get him away from Allison and Diana.
Allison and Diana escape.
Yeah, they ran out of the house, which is good. Thank God. The one worry of my movie, the movie is gone. I don't care if anybody else in this movie dies. The two people that I wanted to be safe are safe.
Yeah, they lived.
So that's all.
The two people I cared about, really.
Yeah, really. Honestly, this whole movie, it's the only people I wanted to live.
Yeah. And so Tap is chasing down Zep, right? You know, and this whole... He gets him to this place.
It's like it's down where we find out it's down. It's in the sewers, but it's heading towards what we find out later is where the guys are.
Yeah.
But it's heading towards that way. And Danny Glover does some of the most inept fighting I've ever seen in my life.
I'm telling you.
And instead of it's just he had so many times to shoot him so many times to get the kill in, but he doesn't. And he dies in such a weird way. Like the guy has the gun. He's pinned to a wall. The guy is on him with the gun. And he's fighting to have it. It's almost under Zeb, right?
Yeah.
It's almost under his chin, but then Zeb pushes just enough to shoot Danny Glover in the chest.
Yeah.
He dies.
Died.
And it's like, God damn it, Glover, man.
He died.
It's so weird because there's no reason. Like, it feels such a waste of Danny Glover as a actor.
Yeah, I didn't really like his.
Because, again, as only only reference for him is Predator 2. He's an awesome cop in that movie, man.
Yeah.
And in this, he's nothing. He's doing nothing.
It was awesome in Lethal Weapon, too. I mean.
Yeah, I have to see Lethal Weapon.
In this movie here, he's inept. He's following the wrong path. He's not a very good detective. And he ends up getting killed for it.
Yeah.
You know, Zep makes it into.
Well, no. Before this, where we get the name of this movie, the scene. Because during all of this, Allison was on the phone with Dr. Gordon while she had the gun on him.
Yeah.
And she dropped the phone. So all he heard was screams and gunshots.
Gunfire, yeah.
And so in his, he's that.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of my opinion, the worst acting in the movie starts happening. This is when he starts getting depressive and starts just wailing and screaming. And this is also when I don't know what the fuck was going on in the makeup department, but they were like, you know what? We're just going to paint him like a ghost because he's just pitch white.
Well, he cut his foot off.
No, okay.
Bleeding out everywhere.
Before that happened, he gets even whiter.
Yeah.
This is before that happens. It's just from him being like sad and like, oh. But that's when he's like, you know what? Time to nut up or shut up. And he grabs his shirt and he starts tying it around his loosely around his leg. And I'm like, that's not gonna work. But
kind of tourniquet.
And Adam's like, no, man, don't do this. And that's when he just starts sawing at his foot.
Yeah, saw. Mm-hmm. And he gets through. He gets.
It's so funny. Like Adam.
I'm gonna go get help.
Yeah, but
I'll bring back help. And he's bleeding out everywhere.
No, sorry. This isn't how it goes yet. So hold on. So
Zep comes.
So first he does the sawing, which also it's the most like quote unquote the most violent scene in the movie. You see like him sawing a little bit of the skin and that's it. That's all you see. But he saws the foot off. He gets the gun, puts the bullet in, and shoots at him. And it goes through like
shoulder.
And like he falls down. He's dead. And that's when Zeb comes through. He starts trying to get at his leg. Gordon, he can't reach him. And he's like, hey, man, I'm sorry, man. You failed the test. And he's about to shoot Gordon in the head. And that's when Adam, he's still alive.
Yep.
He grabs him. And gets him on the floor. And what does he grab?
Wasn't it a piece of glass?
No, it's the toilet bowl head. It's the top of the toilet bowl.
Oh, yeah. And he's
smashing his head in.
Yeah, he kills him. But this is when we find out, though, that as well, we found out a little bit earlier, actually, that Zep was supposed to be poisoned, right?
And this whole test, this is also his test as well, to kill the wife and daughter.
Now, Jigsaw was like, basically, you do what I tell you to do, I'll give you the antidote.
Yeah.
But we found out that Zep was already, he's kind of a little bit fucked up in the head.
He was a bad guy.
Zep's dead.
Yep.
Got his brains bashed in.
And that's when Gordon's like, hey, don't worry, Adam. Don't worry, my sweet baby boy. I'll get you out.
I'll get help. Man, this guy's bleeding out of where he ain't making it nowhere.
He is paler than a ghost. He's white.
Yeah, he's not making it out anywhere.
Paper white.
And this is when the big reveal happens.
Gordon's already left. He's already left.
He stumbled out.
Mm-hmm. Stumbled. He's crawled. He crawled.
And the body that was in the middle of the floor rises up. It's the resurrection, baby.
Before he gets up is when he's searching through Adam is searching through Zeb's pockets.
Yeah.
He finds another tape.
Oh yeah. And that's when he hears
everything about Zeb and all that. And he's like, wait, so if Zeb isn't the guy who's doing this, and that's
who is. Yeah. And this is when,
and that's when
all rises.
Dude. And okay, look, here's one thing about these movies. I will give these movies. The theme hits, the theme song smacks, man. The da-na-na.
Yeah.
Da-na-na, da-na-na-na. That theme just, it works. I love it. And that's what happens. He gets up and it's like, what? And the killer's been in the bathroom the whole goddamn time. Jigsaw's been in the bathroom the whole time.
He was awfully still for long time.
I get it, man. You're at that age. Hey, you just want to take a nap.
Character acting.
No, I just figured he was that old. He just took a nap.
Look, maybe. Yeah.
He got that age, you know?
I would. I'd be like, no, you got
to get those hours in.
Ooh.
But that's when John's like, John, I believe he electrocutes him right before he leaves. His leg, and then he dips out, closes the door. He says, game over.
Yeah, and
just the door.
Now, is that game over? That's kind of iconic, right?
Yeah. It's funny because, I don't think he says, at least from the other two movies I see, I don't think he says that again, but it's iconic in this movie, for sure.
I'll tell you, but that's it. I mean, nothing.
That is.
Adam's fucked.
Oh, yeah, no, he's dead. I mean, there's no way for him to get out. He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. I mean, he's trapped in there.
That's a bad way to go, man. You're just going to slowly rot without... And you know what sucks too? You know what really sucks too? He might have had a clean source of drinking water in that tank, but he contaminated it with his shit hands.
Yeah, it would have been clean for, I mean, it wouldn't last him that long, but yeah,
at least had some water.
Yeah. That's one thing people don't understand too, is that if you ever lose power, I learned this in Florida.
I can't remember it was a book I read.
There's two sources of water.
Oh no, you know what it was? It was Walking Dead.
How was it?
It was Walking Dead. They used that as a water source. That's what it was.
Two sources of water. You can get the water in the back of the tank. It's clean.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you kept your tank clean.
You should be good.
And also hot water heater. That water that's in a hot water heater, usually they're pretty big.
Also, stuff will last whenever, in case you're wary of a situation occurring, like a hurricane or something, just fill your bathtub full of water. And you can just boil that.
And you can take a bath in it while you're waiting.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Just use it for water. Don't do that.
So that's it. That's Saw from 2004.
Oh, I just want a little fact that I read. This movie, I mean, obviously, it was a big indie, $1 million.
Made a lot of money.
It was filmed in 18 days.
Yeah.
That's impressive, man.
Yep.
Like, you know, like I said, I don't think this movie is good in personally, but it's iconic. I get it. It's definitely iconic.
I think
deserves its like place in history of horror, but like it's not. I wouldn't ever watch it personally, like on my own free time. You know?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I gotta agree. I mean, like I said,
like
I had fonder memories of this movie.
Yeah, and I have no memories
when I went back and rewatched it. I'm kind of like,
You know,
I don't know.
My earliest memory of Saw, and we're gonna find this out later because I haven't seen this trap yet. But there's a trap that in third grade, this kid described to me on the bus, and it lived in my brain forever. But I haven't seen it yet, so we'll see it eventually, one day.
Wow. Saw from 2004.
Overall,
Kicked off a franchise. That remains to be seen.
I'm going to be honest.
We'll dig in to see if the rest of the franchise holds water or not.
I've seen 10, and I liked it, so I'm kind of hopeful. We'll see how it goes. I've seen 2 and 3, but I've seen 10, and I like 10.
Yeah.
I liked it. So we'll talk about that one.
I seem to remember. We'll get through them. I seem to remember there being a couple that I liked. The one with what's the comedian guy? Chris Rock.
Oh, that one.
I seem to remember liking that one.
I've heard nothing but bad things
about me too. One, but I remember liking it.
What was it? 2 and 3? I have seen those ones, and I personally like those ones more than one so far.
Well, check those out on Sassanari's YouTube page. I'm actually going to put a link to that in the show notes. Sassanari does cover a bunch of gaming.
Also does a bunch of commentaries on a bunch of new anime. He's watching Chainsaw Man currently, Spy Family, and Attack on Titan. Check those out.
Watching Saw for the first time in a few years.
Watching those too. Yep.
So yeah, that's going to be good. Check him out. I'm going to put that link in the show notes. Get on over there. Watch his stuff. Subscribe. He's also on the Ticks and the Talks. Same thing, Sassanari, I'm sure. The Saw, this movie, I can't say that I absolutely loved it.
No.
I did not completely hate it. Because I've seen some.
Me neither.
I've seen some totally shitty movies that I'm like, I'll never fuck with. Like this one here.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
What?
You didn't hear that?
No.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Oh, I did not hear what you said. No.
Yeah, no. Well, I have.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
You have like a
little audio button.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, no, killing,
that was.
Don't say that name, please.
That was...
Especially now that we have an actually good...
Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah, and speaking of which, if you want to check that episode, we did it a while back now.
Yeah, Thanksgiving Day it came out.
That was a good movie, man. That was a fun episode recording, too.
It was a lot of fun. So that's it for Saw from 2004. Next, when did Saw from Saw 2 come out?
The next year, 2005. Like I said, every year.
That's right.
Yeah.
So next month, we're going to be covering Saw 2 from 2005.
I'm excited. Like we'll I said, I think it's going to get better.
I hope so, because I had fonder memories of this, and now that I rewatched it, I'm kind of
lived up to it.
Kind of upset.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset.
My heart hurts a little bit, but it's okay.
It's not like this is like one of your favorite franchises or anything, okay?
No, it's not. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll get to the, I want to see some more torture porn or some gore porn.
It's the thing, too. Like, I always
associated those terms with like Hostel.
I'm gonna be honest though, like, well, Hostel's bad. Hostel's worse than this for sure. This first movie, Hostel's definitely worse than this. 100%.
Does it get worse? We'll find out.
I would say, yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out soon enough. That's it. That is Solve in 2004. Kelvin, I want to thank you once again for hopping on. Everybody, check out Sassanari's YouTube page. Hit him on the TikToks. He's out there. Kelvin, have you started anything up yet?
No. I mean, I've always said I want to eventually maybe get into streaming, but that's a whole other thing. So not yet, no.
Yeah, we'll see. Eventually. Everybody out there, have a good night. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Game over.
And that's going to do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bad shine. And until next time, don't forget. You're wrong.
Later, Tater.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.